So
let me just point out that it is the way you socialize, the way you change. You literally suppress your feelings so that everybody can be happy. I mean, it is the weirdest thing for a man to think about. But to you, it's normal. I asked my daughter one day, I said, Steph, why are you always doing your homework? Now, my wife, well, let me say, she was not pleased with my question. And Stephanie said, well, if I don't, the teacher would be mad at me. And I said, you know, I learned that when I was 25. I mean, I had noticed that the teachers were always mad at me. And I noticed that they always said it was about the homework. But I just thought they were ticked at me, and they just used the homework as an excuse. So that's my thought. My thought is that we're designed to take risks, and your job as moms is to keep us alive long enough to gain the wisdom to take the risk. Now, motivation, the senses, and discipline. Girls avoid risk. And they're more verbal and they're more social. They're motivated by pleasing parents, and then, unfortunately, they get motivated by pleasing peers as they grow up. They don't actually do well in hierarchical relationships, which is what a mom-daughter relationship is. And interestingly enough, my daughter went off to college and came back, and now she's my mom's best friend. Her mom's best friend. So I watched it happen in my girl, and I was like, wow, no more fights, no more anger, just a lot of love, and I miss you, Mom. Okay, senses. Women have better hearing, and it's not better hearing by a standard deviation. Women actually hear better by so many standard deviations that there's no overlap, which means if you are talking to a group of women, you really need to wear a soft voice. If you have a soft voice and you have a boy in the audience, he will tend to go to sleep unless you bring him closer to you. Now, picture. Classroom of public school kids and the teacher teaching. Where do the girls want to be? Up front. So now the teacher is usually female, and she's speaking softly to a group of females. What are the boys doing in the back? Sleeping, or of course, I was playing cards with a friend of mine who was also in the back. But the point is did we get in trouble? Well, yeah, we got in trouble, and they liked the girls. I mean, I knew immediately that school was for girls and not for boys. Okay, so in your situation, put the boys closer to you, because if you're going to send your child to a school, send them to an all-boys classroom and an all-girls classroom. Don't mix them. Interestingly enough, when boys are in a girls' classroom and the hormones hit, the girls shift most of their criteria of right and wrong to whether it will please the boys or not. And you get a very unbalanced girl. Okay. Better, and they see more colors. The eyeball of the female is got more cones in it per square inch than the eyeball of the male. Again, by several standard deviations. Our eyes are made to track movement. Their eyes are trained to see colors, which is why my wife doesn't understand that there are six colors. Red, orange, green, blue, most of the time my wife does not even know those colors. She's talking about fuchsia and pink and, I don't know. She's got more colors than I do. I got the six and have a hard time remembering those six.
Okay.
Discipline. Discipline requires talking about feelings of others for a girl. The object in disciplining a girl is developing empathy. How would you feel if so-and-so did this to you? So the girls are all nodding. The guys are nodding off. Why? Because the girl, this is what motivates girls, is their social interaction. So you need to put discipline in the framework of how will it work best socially. In boys, with discipline, we need consistent rules, consequences, and modeling. The rules need to be short. Steve, if you break Nick Agnelsi's window, you're going to pay for it. I broke every window in Nick Agnelsi's house, so I'd still be paying for it now. We didn't actually have that rule. I didn't get into the discipline thing until a previous audience started asking me, so how do you discipline somebody like you? I was like, well, not very effectively. But anyway, so they need consistent rules. Why? They need their kinesthetics at roughly the age we're talking about, which is 12 and under. And so what you want is a short amount of words. This is the rule. This is the consequence. And what you're teaching the boys at this age is justice.
Okay.
Boys are hormonally motivated. That means
hunger.
That means testosterone. And it means
adrenaline.
Now, how do you increase adrenaline in a boy?
Well,
here's how my mom did. She took out the belt and
she banged me
on the butt multiple times until her arms were tired. Now, do you think that increased my adrenaline?
Absolutely.
Right? It would not increase the adrenaline of a female. Females respond to that kind of thing with acetylcholine. And acetylcholine decreases their memory and makes them mildly nauseated.
So if you're thinking spanking's a good idea,
don't bother with the girl you'll forget what you spanked her for and be all upset over the lack of social justice.
Whatever social justice is.
With a boy, it works really well if you have this is the rule. You break this rule, you get this consequence. Okay. Now, here's a mistake my mom made. My mom, From about five and a half, when I first went to school and got kicked off the bus, to the day she died, she pretty much had, whenever she could, a morning conversation with me of all the things I should not be doing that day. So that was my mom, and it didn't work.
Too many words, and I was too young.
Now, when did it work? It worked when I was About 16, and all of a sudden, that part of my brain kicked in. The part of my brain that my sister's been using since she was two. You know, I had the perfect sister.
So,
you know, and then all of a sudden I realized that I was terribly alone.